Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily on today's show. Fun summer date ideas for couples and singles. If you think summer is just for lovers, think again. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes. Call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. Check out our website, sexwithemily.com, because you can easily subscribe there. You can subscribe on iTunes. We have Menace. I'm here with Menace.
Hi.
What up?
What's going on?
How are you?
Good. What are you saying about iTunes?
I listen to everything that you tell me. Uh-huh. So now, if you go to my website, there is a subscribe thing on the banner. But now when you click on it, you can download it on Google Play, SoundCloud, and then you can also listen on Spotify and, of course, iTunes.
Nice.
Yeah, dude.
The more places available, it's
I know.
Awesome.
And we already got ranked in all these places. It was just like a few weeks. Because I want people to easily be able to digest podcasts.
Yeah.
Our podcast. And also, I appreciate everyone following me on Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram, which is all at Sex with Emily. And I was menace. I was like, I just follow me. It's fun. It's a good time. But then last week you mentioned the bikini shot.
Yeah. So if you haven't heard,
and people no, but now there's more shots.
Oh, there's okay. More shots. Well, let's recap real quick. So one of the last shows that I was on with you, I mentioned that you finally put up a bikini pic on your Instagram, which is instagram.com/sexwithemily. And I just slightly, you know, mentioned that it finally happened for all you listeners that have been waiting for years and years and years. There is a bikini photo available again at Instagram.com/sexwithemily. And apparently people were really into that.
They listened and they went there and you said, hi, that's fun. Yeah, that was funny. But now I'm going to have a picture of me in a muzzle on the mic.
So that's my thing. So I've been doing the show with Emily for 10 years, and it's not just me, because she always thought that I was a jerk and I'm just making this up and it was all hocus pocus. But to get Emily to talk directly on the mic is
the whole time
freaking
it's hard because
maddening.
I move around. I forget the mic's here. But so I'm like leaning over. My hands are talking.
Yeah. If you hear the beginning, if you hear the beginning of the Drunk Podcast, which you can look up,
we're doing that every day now.
Yeah. The very beginning of the Drunk Podcast, you hear the frustration of me trying to explain to Emily to talk directly onto the microphone.
Right.
But I would love to put together a muzzle microphone for you.
My face is just attached. I can't move. I can't look left. I can't look right. Yeah. I'm just in.
And we'll take a picture of that and put it up on your Instagram.
Yeah, so. That's awesome. But I was saying also that Anderson was here. We do some shows with Anderson, and he was saying the same thing.
It's not just me.
I hear you. And also, okay, one more thing. When you're there, subscribe to our newsletter, because we do give good newsletters. And I think that's what I have to... Oh, and facebook.com/sexwithemily.
Yeah.
About to hit 1 million followers.
Yeah.
I feel like we should have like a Facebook party. It's huge. And then do the Facebook Live thing.
So that's what I really want to get you on next. So you have your own office space. You can definitely set that up here.
We have a rocking new studio. It's banging. Yeah. We should take pictures of that and put that up.
Do
on
it.
Instagram, because they're kind of killer. Go ahead.
Oh, so I hear rumblings that we talk about Vegas too much. I can't help that I'm
just in my... They're like, oh, we open up every show, man. It's going to Vegas, and you're da-da. And I'm like, I don't know. What do you want me to do?
That I go to Las Vegas? Okay, how about this? This weekend, I'm going to Mexico. Is that okay with everybody?
Yeah, I think so. That's fine. That's a little different. A little variety in your life.
I'm sorry.
Dude, I
go to Mexico, I go to Vegas again. So
what are you doing in Vegas? No, what are you doing?
I'm going to UFC 200 in Vegas, but I'm going to Riviera Maya.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes. Maya Tulum.
You're flying to Tulum.
That's great.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Like a romantic vacation with your girlfriend?
Just a fun vacation. We don't do romance. It's so cheesy.
I was going to have rose petals delivered to your room and sprinkled on your bed.
We would have barfed and knocked them off the
I think maybe that's bed. Why you need them. But that's good. For a week or something?
No, just a couple days.
So today's show, summer. Why summer is a great time for sex, for dating, for love. Because and I started thinking about this, Menace. All you California people born and raised, like you and like Madison, Lori, like literally all my friends and everyone who works here, you're like, big effing deal. It's the same. I got a job. Why do I care about summer? But let me tell you a little story, okay? For most of the world, we have this thing called winter.
Oh, what?
And we even have snow.
No.
And I grew up in Michigan where it was, you know, you get like 20. So for college, for example, my prime dating years, you know, when I go there. And it's like it would be like, you know, 20 inches of snow for like 6 months where I couldn't find my car. Yeah. I would have to walk to school like down these like streets that they just dug tunnels underneath, and I'm wearing layers of clothes, right? And it's freezing all year round. But then summer comes along. It's like May, right? Yeah. On campus. And it's like the first day of summer, snow is melting and it's like 65 degrees and everyone's outside. Because all summer long, winter long, you don't see people. You're like rushing by with like, I've got like masks on. I've got like long underwear. Not
Sounds
sexy.
Pleasant.
You don't meet anybody. And then there's this one day every year, and you're outside, you're like, wow, like the sun is shining and everyone looks so cute. Like the guys are in shorts, the girls are in sundresses. You're like, where have these people been? Oh my God, I'm so, and you just feel good because the sun is good for your like serotonin, it's good for your brain.
Yeah.
And everyone just is happier when it's summertime and you have, the days are longer.
But isn't there like a term they use on the East Coast or something like that where people hug up for the winter or something like that?
Yeah, like people shack up for the winter, the winter boyfriend or something.
Yeah, and then they're single in the summer.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. This show is all about why I started thinking about it. Like, it is great to be, you know, single in the summer because there's so many more fun things to do. We're outside. We just feel better about ourselves. We're like exercising. We have friends or like having barbecues. Like, and being outdoor, like the weather does make a difference. Like that really does impact. And I just wanted you all to know that, all you California people, because I am a California person now, that we've suffered. And there's a lot of people like, it's a huge thing.
Yeah. Oh, well, they should just come to California.
I know. We're really lucky, though. I just want to tell you about my suffering and why it still is a big deal.
Well, you love it here now, right?
Totally.
Has it helped you, though, in the summer to date?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, even living in California, okay? I'm saying mm-hmm. that it's just, it is true. Like, I feel that this is... I feel like there's a huge fight in America. I feel like we all really want to just stay on the couch most of the time. I think that that's the pull. Like, if we have a choice, usually, even if it's a fun party, we're like, but I really just want to stay home and watch Netflix. That's the easy mm-hmm. thing. That's the default. And in the winter, you can do that, or when it's not as warm. But this time, like, everyone's having parties and people are inviting you to things, or you can have people over, go for walks, do things like that. And it's just, there's just more opportunity to be social. And I find myself sometimes even having to push myself, but I realize lately when I do go out, I'm always glad that I do. And especially just the last few weeks, because it's been warmer here at night, that mm-hmm. I've met a lot of people. And it's just that I've met a few guys, and I feel like every time I do it, so I'm just trying to urge people too, like, I don't want to go out a lot, but I do it. And I actually am always glad that I do, and just get off the couch uh-huh. with people, because it's just, it's that person's not going to just like, there's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J, and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out, so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. Dropped on your chimney.
Uh-huh. Well, and then also, a trip to Vegas never hurts.
Dude, no, it's funny. That's transient.
You can hook up
with some guy. Don't talk about me. Someone in your hometown who also likes outdoor music festivals in the summer. Who also likes going to those, you know, the summer concerts. Like, everyone has, like, park, you know, Summer in the Park or Shakespeare in the Park. Like, even if you don't freaking like Shakespeare, like, sit outside with your friends and have a bottle of wine. Like, do that. That's where people are.
Look
and
at you pushing the relationship, like, meetup.
I'm saying
for long term.
Yeah. Dude, nothing about going to Shakespeare in the Park am I saying you should be walking down the aisle. Yeah. I'm saying,
I mean, I want to go to Shakespeare in the Park to save my life. But
it's fun.
But you think I pay attention?
I'm just like drinking and eating.
Yeah, but if you want to go hook up and have some fun, go to
Disneyland?
No.
Thank God.
So no, I just... See, you got me all tripping off the Vegas thing. I'm sorry to talk about Vegas all the time. But then I was just there recently. And then so the guy that I was hanging out with, it was one of my coworkers. He opened up Tinder and he just like swiped. And like, I caught it on video. Within 15 seconds had a match.
Yeah. No, it's true. It is the dating
and then
apps
one
too.
Of my other coworkers was walking to check out. Right. And he was on the app. And then he got a match, went back upstairs, got a blowjob, and then came back down.
The person was in the hotel?
Yes. And then checked out all within probably an hour.
I don't understand. What did she get out of it?
I don't know.
This is just my thing. Like, I'm not saying a lot of women don't get pleasure. I'm sure it was a random hookup and it probably could have been very exciting for her. But I feel like women just like give out blowjobs sometimes like candy.
Yeah. That's awesome. Don't
I'm just saying, that. Did he go down on her for 25 minutes, half hour?
I didn't ask
probably
that
part. Probably not.
Guys are not interested in that information.
Well, you know what? It's a great story.
Hey, dude, did you go down on
her? Vacation hookups are very fun.
What?
Vacation. I've just never been the, like, I'm going to give you a random blowjob girl. Because I know that it would blow their mind. And I know that, like, I don't just give it to anybody. Like, just friends, people I know, people I love. I'm not just going to, like, or people I am attracted to or know more than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I give a killer blowjob.
Anyways.
I want to first tell you what I don't do well, and there's like so many things that would take up the entire show, but that I'm pretty confident. All right. Okay, so we've got that. We're going to get more into summer stuff because I've got some clever ideas for
you. Cool, tell me.
Not yet. We have to do sex in the news first. What are you, why are you pushing? Why are you moving me along? You're making me so anxious.
My bad.
Because I was not anxious today.
Let's talk about Vegas more.
Dude, I want to go with you to Vegas. No fucking joke. But no one will let me talk about it. Okay. Menace.
Yeah.
I have to talk to you about something.
Tell me.
Did you know that if you send dick pics, you're probably insecure?
Well, I guess I'm not insecure because I don't send dick pics.
Well, there's a new study and it says, while some of us enjoy the art of sexting, others' attempts at virtual foreplay come off more humorous than sexy, and others stay out of the game altogether.
We've mentioned this in the past couple shows. Somewhere we had a conversation. Who were we talking to?
I don't know.
I asked.
It was like in Vegas. I think we were underneath we're in
Vegas
circus.
At a buffet somewhere. No, the thing was, I asked, has that ever worked in the history of dick pics?
I mean, was the woman ever like, I'm on the fence, I don't know if I like him. I mean, he was really sweet, we had a nice kiss, and then boom, there's a dick pic. He's like, he's the next, he's my next husband. No, that doesn't happen.
I think maybe there's
never like pushes the needle.
1% out there.
Maybe.
I think you have a better chance of getting laid saying, hey, do you want to go see a movie tonight?
Or just,
than sending a effing dick pic.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
But there's more to dick pics. There's
more than dick pics
to this
story. I
need
to know the science behind dick pics.
So they studied college students, where it's all going down, about their sexting habits, how they behaved in their romantic relationships, including how scared they were that their partners were going to leave them, and how much they feared their partners weren't happy with them, and how stressed out they were about dating. And their sexting reflected that. Mm. So people who send sexts, nudes, pictures of video and videos of themselves in lingerie and other suggestive photos, i.e. dick pics, felt less secure in their relationship.
God damn right.
Right. So they're doing that to like get their
partner.
How
much do they waste money on that study? That's obvious.
Right.
It doesn't have to be sexually lingerie. It can be the constant effing selfies that people put out on the internet because they're insecure and they need people to say, oh, you're so good looking and make them feel
better
about
themselves.
Is that
wrong? Because I actually wanted to take a selfie right now and put a lot of filters on it.
No. I'm looking at your Instagram. It's not like that. I'm saying, but
I'm kidding.
There's some girls that are like,
I agree.
Five a day.
No, I know. I know. It's a whole thing. But what I'm saying is, there's nothing wrong with that either, because let me continue. Avid sexters sex with the goal to attract or keep a partner.
Yeah.
And those people also, if your walls up, and so they're like, I'm going to send you my, penis. So feeling insecure about a relationship may be unhealthy, but sexting in a relationship is actually very healthy. So if you're in a relationship with somebody, it actually can help improve your relationship. Studies show that people who sex with their partners more often, and they can send the dick pics and lingerie if your partner would like that. Mm-hmm. They have sex more often. They have more motivation. They're more inspired. So, it can help within a relationship. But if you're in a relationship that's unstable, needy, or you're just dating and you're randomly sending, scratch shots, might not go over well for you.
We're getting pictures taken of us right now.
Blowjob spray. Madison, what kind of pictures are you taking?
Probably terrible photos of me and awful. Yeah.
So what? Here's the takeaway from this study.
Okay.
Is that, again, and I'm not going to say that just women give up, men do things too sexually. I was talking about the blowjobs earlier. But I do feel like there is this thing that women and men think, well, if I send this photo, I do this thing, that they're going to like me more. And I just think, why show all your cards at the beginning? Like, why do you need to like be sending all this stuff to get, just have the person like you, get to know you in person, whatever. And then like when you're dating, it's great to send something like that. Mm-hmm. But I just think that just randomly sending them out to the guy you met at the bar, and then you get home and you're drunk and you send a sexy photo, I'm not sure what that's doing for you, except for saying that, hey,
Yeah. You're kind of implying, oh, hey, I'm easy. And then you might do the, thing where he goes, oh yeah, this girl is easy, and then he'll be like super aggressive just trying to get into your pants, and you're like, wait, right, a minute, that's not what I want, you know?
Right. I'm just saying, why lead with sex if you don't have to? And I'm not like a Puritan, okay? I'm not saying that. I didn't feel like, oh, you said love is sex, we've been married for 10 years. It happens. I'm just saying that if that's not what you don't want someone just to be thinking, I mean, we're already thinking that. The reason why you probably gave the person your number is because you're going to bang at some point. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, like we have like build up, have some appetizers first.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I feel you.
You feel? Okay. So that's all I got for sex and news, because we got a lot of good stuff today to cover.
What's happening? It's like chock full. Tell me everything.
Single for summer.
All right.
That's really important.
You're single for the summer.
Dude, I'm single for the century.
You need to go on a world tour.
I'm actually on this whole new, you know, I really truly am inspired by you know, living in LA. It took a little while to kind of get my groove going. I moved here. Work's been so busy. Yeah. I mean, you moved here and you had a girlfriend. Like, you were like, you had your U-Haul of clothes and you had your girlfriend next to you in the car. Yeah. Like, that's, like, you're done. Mm-hmm. But I moved here. I picked up and had a few friends here and there. But, you know, I moved here for sex with Emily and it's been amazing. But I wasn't, like, out. It's hard to do it all, right? And so now I'm, like, in this place where things are good. We're sitting here in our studio. And I'd like to, you know, start to go out more and meet people. And so there's a lot happening in the summer. So if you want to go out with Emily,
hit her up on Instagram.
Yeah.
Sex with Emily. I have guys that hit me up on my Instagram trying to, hey, put in a word for Emily. I'm like, go hit up Emily yourself. Like, what the F do you want me to do?
Really? They do? Are you like, you don't want to go down that road?
Yeah, I'm like, dude, like, save yourself some trouble, bro. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but I'm into it. And it's funny because I was also out with a friend last night and she was like, you know, here's something I need a name for. Because obviously online dating, if you are single right now and you're like, I can't meet anyone, but I won't date online, I just think that's silly. To me, it's like saying, I really want to lose weight and I've done everything out there. You know, like I cut back on what I eat and I'm not drinking soda anymore, but I won't exercise. I won't. It's like, you got to do it all.
Also,
haven't done everything if you don't move your body.
I mean, you definitely have to do online dating because I think people, I mean, at least on the West Coast, people have become less and less approachable. Like, why is this person even talking to somebody in public? People are thrown off saying, okay, this person is weird. And it sucks because, like, I don't know, 20 years ago, like, everybody would be open to have a discussion with a random person.
Yeah.
But now, like, we're so effing shy, we have to talk through cell phones.
Now, that's true. I do believe that, especially, you know, we're, you know, younger generation maybe who didn't ever have to develop any of those skills about talking, that it is harder. But I do think that, so the dating online thing, let me just close that, is that bracket, is that she was like, well, why don't you? Because I feel like I need to term all my friends, like four of my single girlfriends.
Yeah.
They get on Bumble, they get on Tinder, they get on Hinge. And then like two months later, they're like, I deleted all the apps. I couldn't take it anymore. And then
it's probably too much.
I see them again. And they're like, I'm back on Bumble. And I'm like, what is this? I need a name for people who go off and they go back on. And they go off and they literally like delete the app. And I was like, you know what? She's like, but why don't you do it? And I'm like, well, I meet people, which I do. But I'm like, also, I haven't been looking. And I thought, you know what, though? Well, I am going to get into some things that I am doing this summer that you all should do that, you know, I think that it's a great opportunity to meet people. Why not just have a profile up? You don't have to get obsessed with it and crazy, but there could be people you wouldn't normally meet.
I do want to ask all these people that are on these apps, what is your end goal? Like, so your friends, what is their end goal? Or is there,
it depends on the friend. I mean, some of them just, most, I guess they'd like to get into relationships.
They do?
Yeah, they do. Like, you know, I think my guy friends more just want to get laid, but not all of them. Mm-hmm. You know, it changes. I would say people want a relationship, but why are you asking? Because it seems like this endless, because in a way it shoots itself in the foot because you're thinking, oh my God, there's all these people. But then that whole bigger, better deal thing kicks in and you're like, this girl's amazing. I could see her at the one. I could walk down the aisle. My mom's going to love her. But wait, another match.
Here's another one.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, you really just have to decide what you want. And I think a lot of people date without knowing what they want, and which I've done a lot in my life. Like, I think I just didn't know. And I think I knew what I wanted in a person, but it was like, I didn't, you know, I've never looked at it like I want the marriage and the traditional kids, but now I would like a partner, you know?
Because I don't want people getting off these apps because it's, they're constantly just talking to too many people and it's taking up too much of their time. I want them to get off the app because they've actually found somebody, you know? And then it's just, are you talking to all these people because you love the attention and It gives you something to talk about, you know? Are you actually really, truly looking for somebody?
No. They're looking for somebody, but I think what happens sometimes is, you know, there's no perfect science here. You go on a few bad dates. I think it can get overwhelming, too. Like, you get, and they're like, I'm just going to meet, you know, and then they just kind of get, but I think if you don't take it too seriously and get too caught up in it, like, we get obsessed with texts and just, like, check it every few days.
Where's your Tinder? See what happens. Let me find something.
Oh, my God. I've not been on my Tinder in so long.
Let me open it.
But the point is, she's like, why don't you do it? And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to fire that bad boy back up. I don't even know if it's open. Jesus. I haven't opened it in so long. I'm not even logged in. Why am I letting you do this?
Because it's so much fun.
Dude,
I want to see who's nearby.
No.
Because I never get to see Tinder.
Oh, my God. Now I'm authorizing it. Oh, my God. This is so dead. This is like the deadest. It's coming up. I haven't seen this in years. Okay. This is happening. Because what I'm saying is putting myself out there.
Yes, we're doing it right now.
He's cute. Oh, geez. Okay, don't do anything.
Wait, I swipe right if I like somebody. No, this guy's a douche.
No, he was cute. Now they're gone forever when you swipe away. I'm so nervous for you doing this right now.
Hold on, I'm checking. Don't worry.
But there you go.
Sunset, some rainbows.
Maybe I'll be going to South Africa with him.
Barf. Madison, how do I get rid of this one?
Come here. I've never Tindered before. Let me see.
Oh, damn it. Wait, no, I got it. Don't worry, Emily. So here's
the
thing.
Okay, fine. You do that. But the other thing is people are just in a better mood in the summer. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like the longer days, it's warm. You don't have to worry about stuff. You don't have to worry about, you know, scraping off your car. You don't have to wear a working jacket. Yep. You feel freer. It improves your mood. Vitamin D from sunlight. Mm-hmm. Major spike in serotonin. It's not just orgasms that give you a spike in serotonin. And also, like, women, it says that we secrete. Okay, so here's the deal. Not only does it give you, you know, make you feel good, but vitamin D, spike in testosterone for men.
Yeah.
For women, they secrete a hormone that stimulates sex drive, that stimulates their sex drive. So it's called MSH. So it's truly, like, when they talk about seasonal affective disorder and all that stuff, this makes a difference. So we're feeling better. You're going out there, you know, you're exercising more. You'll feel better about yourself. And there was a match survey, and you know, match.com doesn't lie. I could do match. You want to get on my match next? I've been on there in 16 years. 73% of people find others more attractive during summer than any time of year. Okay? So don't blow this summer like sitting inside doing what you were doing all year round. Women are more likely to respond positively to flirtation and give out their phone number on sunny days. This is all true. So how can you really take advantage of this summer? How can you seize this summer and make it like the sexy one, the sexiest one? Like, what are you people going to, because I'm going to do stuff. I'm going to come in here every week. Manus, what are you doing to my Tinder? What? Nobody has my phone in their hand that long ever, except for Madison, maybe.
Cancel. Okay.
Come on.
Wait.
Dude, what are you doing? Ask this guy if he wants to go to an outdoor concert.
I found one out of like 45.
Who is he?
Oh, and he matched with you.
How? Look. I haven't been out in a year. Okay, dude. What if I know him?
He matched. And he matched, too.
Okay, wait. Send message? Oh. I don't want to send a message.
Yeah, you do.
He likes you. Dude.
See, I already hooked you up. There's your future husband.
He's got a picture. I don't know what happened. I can't get this out. keep going, though. Because I won't do it right now.
All right.
Okay, so free movies in the park. Do you ever go to those free movies here in LA? They're so fun. They have them everywhere too. They used to have them in
San Francisco. They look fun, but no, because
they had,
when you're like slightly overweight, sitting on the ground effing sucks.
Bring a comfy like chair. Bring one of those lounge chairs. So music festivals, so many to go to. I mean, every town too is the country fairs. They've got the farmers market.
Always like beach. Beating people through friends though.
Right. So that's why you should have. So here's the thing. On Facebook, do you get invited to like a gazillion events on Facebook? You probably have a lot of friends on there.
Yeah, all the time.
And I think people invite you to things, and I don't even often, I forget to look. And look at those invites and be like, you know what? I met this person at a party a year ago. I know him through work. I'm going to actually go. I don't know any of their friends, and I'm just going to bring a bottle of wine and see who I meet. Because you're right. One of the best ways to meet people, just like Tinder, what you're doing there, apparently I have some connection with them usually, right? Through Facebook. Or that's Hinge.
That's Bumble, right?
Oh, Bumble I haven't done yet. That's so... So that's what my friend was doing on Bumble. Mm-hmm. She's on Bumble. And she was like, why aren't you on Bumble?
Because it's, because I
apparently... The women get to, this Bumble is the dominating app right now, I think.
Oh, really?
As far as swipe apps go, and Bumble is an app where they have it in every city, that it's just, you match, you just have to put your age, your range that you're looking for, geographical desirability.
Yeah.
And also, If you match, you both like each other, the woman has to send the message first. But she only has 24 hours to do so or he's gone.
Oh, wow.
However, one time you can extend it. I know this from my friends. You can get a 24-hour extension and then they're gone if you don't deal. So in a way, it puts the power back in women's hands who feel like maybe there's a lot of people reaching out to them that they're not into. So I know a lot of people like it.
Dude, my hand hurts. There's so many douches on here. There's nobody good.
You didn't match anybody? Just one?
Just that one guy.
Should I get on my Hinge?
See, I'm way more picky.
Let's set up my Bumble after. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, I think that you're right. It is. I've met most people I've met, either just, I've met them just out and about. My last boyfriend I met like looking for apartments. But typically, it's through friends of friends. Even if it's like an event that a friend is throwing. Like there's, you know what I mean? You're like-minded people. You'll meet at parties and stuff. But if there's something like that you've always wanted to do in your town, you're like last summer was the Hollywood Bowl. I was like, I've not been to the Hollywood Bowl. Like, and so, you know, I went to a concert there. So like have your personal list of what you want to do online. Every city has its like
every city has something site no matter that tells how you small everything. Your town is.
And then if you're like, yeah, but no one will go with me, find a friend right now and like have them hold you accountable.
You can't just leave stuff open-ended. Like, oh yeah, we should hang out sometime. Make a date and time.
It's true, you know? For everything in your life. And so I work on that. And so I'm doing that now. We did make a date for another drunk podcast.
We did. And the thing is, again, I've met some of the coolest people in the most random places.
Like where?
Like the laundromat. My coworker met his wife at the grocery store because he wasn't afraid to pretend that he didn't know anything about fruit. Oh, which one do you think would be the best? Blah, blah, blah. And then they striked up a conversation and they ended up, you know, dating. And then
he did the pretend I don't know about fruit thing.
Yeah. And it worked.
Like,
and
they were married. Are these mangoes ripe?
And they were married for years. Really? You know?
That's good stuff.
It's that easy. And then
it is that easy. No one, because no one really does talk to anyone anymore.
No, they don't. And especially extremely attractive women, because people are so. Guys are so shy to talk to them.
Is that what's happening? Why no one's talking to me?
Yeah.
Just kidding. Yeah.
I don't know how it goes true. For guys. You know?
But the other thing is your body. Here's the deal. It's like your body language too. When you're out, are you on your phone? Are you open to like, you know, meeting people? Are you like, like, just think of it this way. It's kind of like a little meditation. When you leave your house next time, just to go like, I don't care if you're picking up your dry cleaning, you're going to the coffee store, you're going wherever. Staples. I love Staples. Office supplies. Just say, you know what, I'm going to leave my phone in my bag and I'm going to, or wherever, my pocket. And I'm just going to like, for the next hour that I'm running these errands, I'm not going to look at my phone or I'm sitting in this, wherever I'm going. And just like, see what happens. You're going to have to like make eye contact, look around, and your body language will be much more open rather than being like hunched over. And I realize that even though I'm always telling people, we've done, you know, a lot of dating tip shows, but that, you know, that's why it's important to make commitment to do things. Because if you go out, for example, like during the week, you're like, but I always like, I go to a different lunch place for work every day, or my coworkers and I go out and no, you're in work mode then. Like you're also rushing around. You got that tense, you know, maybe you're, you know, late, whatever. But on the weekends or when you have an intention of going out with friends, like you put your phones away and you like make yourself just more open and available rather than like, if you're like, oh, I never meet people, but I work all the time. Well, this is like when you're out, make that, I'm here, I'm putting my phone away. I know you're not because you're gonna take selfies, but most of the time just make yourself like your body language, look around, smile. Huge. Who smiles?
Nobody.
Say hi. But do you know what I'm saying? I just realized that too, because I was like, I'm at work events. I don't meet people.
You're and
just
telling
I'm like,
everybody, put yourself out there.
Okay, I'm done.
So nothing bad is going to happen to you.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and be right back. Okay, do you, how do you feel like reading emails right now from the people?
I love hearing from the people, where they're from, how they listen to the show, and what their age is. And they don't have to say their real name if they don't want to.
And you know what I love? When we said, I got a little upset. People weren't including their age.
Yeah.
All of a sudden people were like, hey, I sent you an email. Here's my age. Like they listen.
Oh, cool.
You listen, they. You.
The listeners. Thank you so much.
Thanks for emailing me. feedback@sexwithemily.com. And I'm excited to introduce a new feature. You can call and leave your question for me by voicemail.
Oh,
and
yes.
And if your message is selected, we'll play it on the show and I'll answer it live. So the number, 818-ASK-SWE-1, that's 818-ASK-S, as in sex with Emily, 1, or 818-275-7931, same.
That's what I'm going to ask all my sex questions.
Will you?
I'm going to call and put on a voice.
You should. I'm like, we're going to get masturbators, heavy breathing. We're not saying you should. And there's some ground rules on the website you can check out too with the number. What? Please don't.
No.
Oh, you're going to. That'd be actually funny if I didn't know it was you. If you were like an impersonator and then it was you. I don't want to give any ideas out there. No, be real, people. We know if you're not real and we will cut you.
Yeah. I mean, don't waste your time.
And then we're also going to be taking calls. Right. Okay. I'm going to read evils. So thirsty. It needs a little blowjob spray.
You stay thirsty. The thirstiest.
That means like I can't get laid, right?
No.
Thirsty. Horny?
Yeah, horny.
I hate that word. I've never, yeah.
I hate the word horny.
I hate thirsty.
You hate thirsty?
I don't hate it. But like, desperate thirsty, is that what it means? I have a match on Tinder, dude. I'm not desperate.
Hell yeah.
Can you see if he wrote me yet? Okay. Write him. Just kidding. Okay. Dear Emily, I just started going out on a few dates with this new guy who my friend introduced me to. He's 28 and I'm 22. The 6 years age difference doesn't seem huge, but in my 20s, it still feels pretty far away. He's very casual, introverted, polite, and seems like a gentleman because he's only ever kissed me goodnight and never got handsy or anything like that. Somehow, I feel like I want to take a different approach when it comes to dating because honestly, I kind of suck at it. Is there a recommended timeline that you go by when getting to know someone new, like the sexual partners talk, religion, when he gets to see you drunk? I know she's thinking a lot about how to date right. You know, she wants to do it right. And how soon is too soon to get in bed with him? And if I do, does the age difference mean that he is more mature about these sort of things? What does a 28-year-old guy expect from a 22-year-old girl? Jasmine from Peoria, Arizona. Jasmine,
Arizona,
first of all,
in the house.
What up? We got peoples all over.
I love it.
I love it too. I love it. See, that man is so happy with Arizona to know that.
Yeah.
I feel so connected. She doesn't suck at dating. I think you're being very thorough, Jasmine. So don't beat yourself up. Whenever we're trying something new, we all think we beat ourselves. It's so hard to get through those voices. They're like, I suck. Why aren't I better at this? You're 22. Mm. So no, you don't suck. And I like that you're being thoughtful about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your thing? You're like, he's 28. She's 22. She wants to know, what's it like? What is guy thinking?
As a 28-year-old man, it was easier to have sex. So he might expect having sex sooner than you want. Because I remember when I was 22, it was like, oh, we had a date for a while before we had sex. But by the time I was 28, it's like, oh, we've already been hanging out for a week.
3 days, right.
You know, 3 days, 2 days.
But do you think that's the age thing or that things have times there are changing? Easier,
I think also you become less shy as you get older of just putting out there on what you want, you know, or having the confidence to go and do what you want.
But what about 28-year-old? Like, but she's 22. Uh-huh. So I think that, like,
I think 22 is much different than 20.
Right, exactly. But do you think that this guy's thinking, oh, she's wondering what he expects of her? But what I think is we get this question all the time from women. And we get it from everyone, actually. People want to know, what is the recommended timeline? Like, when should I sleep with them? When should they meet my parents? How many times a week should we be having sex? People want all these numbers around sex to make them feel normal and doing the right thing. But I'm going to tell you, the only right thing you can do is listen to yourself and what truly feels right to you in the moment. So I'm not going to give you like a magic number because it's different for every person in every relationship.
If you don't feel that you're ready to have sex with them, then don't have sex with them.
Do not have sex with them.
Was the first question, did I hear that right? She says, when should I ask about number of sexual partners?
Well, I was going to get into that.
That should be effing never.
Never, exactly. I was like, okay, never, ever. I see, this is actually a public service too. Honey, don't ever answer that question. Don't ever ask that question. How many people have you slept with? It means nothing. It means
nothing for you.
I mean, it never serves you. I think it is sort of a 20s thing. Maybe in terms of people keep asking it, but it's like maybe you just lose count when you get older. But the point is, it doesn't matter because it's a lose-lose conversation. Because for women, and again, I'm going to use some stereotypes here, but typically their number, if it's too low, the guy could think she's going to be judged, right? People are using that to judge. They're never going, high five. Yeah. It's going to be like, you haven't slept with a lot of people or you slept with too many in your study. Like no matter what that number is, no one needs to know this. And for guys, oh, he's a player. Oh, I'm not experienced enough. That's what the woman's going to think from his number. And oftentimes you'll tell a partner and then they throw it back in your face and they like, you've been with, and they can't get it out of their head.
Or a guy just, and so what I'm saying is, about penises.
Yeah. I used to say this. If you say I've slept with 8 guys, all he's going to see is like 8 penises standing behind you now when you're going down on them. I mean, I'm just trying to, maybe.
It's just real.
I'm trying to put the picture in your head that there's, that it's not, this conversation doesn't get you anywhere and it only elicits really like controversial emotions and feelings in people. So what I suggest you do if someone asks you that question, every, say, you know what? All I'm thinking about now is that having sex with you, which is really awesome. Done. The only time you should talk about your sexual past is if you have an STD or an STI. Let them know that. That's it. But also, she wants to know, like, you know, alcohol-wise, when does she get sloppy drunk? And I like this because most people get sloppy drunk, many, on the first, second date. Yeah. And I think if you can, it sounds like you've got a good head on your shoulders, you know, 2 drink minimum for you or 1 drink, whatever your limit is, because what happens is we drink a lot sometimes and we make poor decisions that we might regret. Our inhibitions go down. We're like, oh, I'll just have a little sex here and a little blowjob, whatever.
Yeah.
Which, again, no judgment. If you feel great about that and you're like, I was into it, why not? I'm so great. Do that. Like, do what feels good. But again, if you have a history of you wake up in the morning and you feel bad about it, I wouldn't recommend it. So I think just take this slow. You're going to know what feels right to you, Jasmine. You just will. And I'm not going to give you any rules here, just to figure out what feels right. And the age difference, I don't know. He knows you're 22. I don't think that's, I get in your mind, it seems really old, but who cares? And who, you know what? My thing is, who the hell cares what he's expecting? Like, there is no, like, she's 22, therefore, No. It's just be you. Don't worry about it. Hey, Emily, I love the show. 36. I live in the Chicagoland area. Sounds like Disneyland. Chicagoland. It's all one word. And I've been happily married for over 11 years. For the past few months, however, my thoughts have been on another woman.
Oh, no.
This woman graduated from the same high school class as me, and we initiated some friendly chit-chat in a Facebook group. Facebook.
What's going on with older people?
Dude.
And Facebook.
20-year reunion.
So scandalous. I mentioned this on the show. We have a lot of new listeners. But I had a really good friend, an amazing guy, married, 2 kids, awesome house, awesome job. And his effing wife one day comes to him and says, I reunited with my high school boyfriend on Facebook and I'm leaving the state to go be with him.
I've heard this too.
And I'm telling you, it's always, the grass is always greener. It's enticing. It brings up all the old good memories. You never think of the bad ones on why you broke up with this person. Don't do it. I mean, if you have an amazing life right now, stick with it.
Stick with it.
And then forget about this person.
I know.
Why destroy everything that you have for somebody that you're talking on Facebook with?
Right, exactly.
It's not worth it.
Because Facebook is, you're looking at their life and they have everything you don't, because the grass is always greener.
That life is edited on Facebook. They show you everything that's great and they tell you everything that's great on Facebook, not the bad things.
And it's also just the titillation of, like, you're with your... Well, let me finish the story here, okay? So, but it's part of it.
Right.
So he's in a Facebook group because it's a 20-year high school reunion. This went on for a week. They were flirting when she, on more than one occasion, mentioned how she was divorced, didn't have kids, and was actively looking for the right guy. And the guy she described sounded a lot like me. I realized I developed quite the crush. I decided I wasn't comfortable feeling this way about another woman, so I stopped talking to her.
Good.
For a couple weeks it worked, but then the feelings resurfaced, and they are strong. Like I said, I'm happily married and love the sex when it happens, which is only like once every couple months.
That's why you're enticed by the person. Dude. You should be focusing on what's happening in your relationship. You know?
That's it, dude. That's it.
This thing is just drawing you away. Dude, you know how many guys and girls are out there? You know?
Doing
it
this,
doesn't matter.
Right, exactly. You're going to have the same issues and the same problems.
Yeah.
And this sexy, you know, cheerleader you remember from high school is not going to, might not be having sex with you in 3 months either. Like, I'm just telling you, there's issues with everybody, every relationship, but it's not even, you're not going to have sex with her anyway. But I'm just saying, we always think that it's going to be better, it's going to save us, or it's a distraction from whatever we're not dealing with in our life.
Yeah. Like, okay, but it also goes the other way. Let's say it's a totally different situation. Maybe you have a miserable life and you found somebody through Facebook. Then cut it off immediately with that person that you're with.
No,
because
cheating.
You only have one life. You only have one life. Why are you wasting every single day being right. with somebody that you don't want to be with?
If anything, this could be like a great wake-up call. But let's finish just real quick.
The All right, enamorous. Sorry.
But no, I'm getting
very
excited
passionate
too.
About this.
I know, Facebook.
Because I don't like people messing up their lives for some,
honey, that's
some
exactly,
shiny object online.
Right. There's always going to be a bright, shiny object. There's yeah. always going to be something that seems to be more enticing, the bigger, better deal, mm-hmm. the better option that's going to give you everything, that hole, you know, that hole, that deep thing inside of you that can't be mm-hmm. filled. Guess who has to fill it? You. Mm-hmm. With love. Self-love. And there's not going to be anyone else that's going to make you feel better than you already do now, because you got to work on yourself and your relationship. But that's a whole, that's back to this. So he's only having sex a few times a month, and he thinks this has probably contributes to him thinking about the other woman. I agree. But I don't want to do anything that'll ruin my marriage. So my question is, how can I forget about the other woman? I've never met her in person. So if he didn't even know her in high school, mm-hmm. knows her in the group. So physically, I haven't made and won't make any mistakes. I'm not okay with the idea of emotionally cheating. I want to forget, go back to my wife. Thanks for your advice. Keep up the great work. Jim. So I think Jim sounds like a good guy because he caught mm-hmm. himself early. He's actually emailing saying that, like, I don't want this to go on. And I think you got to cut off all contact with her. Don't be friends with her on Facebook. Cease all conversation. And take all this energy that you've been, like, using to obsess about this woman on Facebook and channel it into the relationship with your wife.
Yeah.
And, like, heal that. Having sex every 3 months, not okay. I'm going to say mm-hmm. that number is not okay because couples need the intimacy. Like, you need to be connecting on that level. And, like, that's a number that's just like, then what are you guys doing? And have you talked to her about it? It's great to, like, whittle away hours on Facebook of seeing what could be when you've got this relationship here that needs some repair. And relationships are about repair. They are about rebuilding all the time. So it's okay. Sexual frustration, all this stuff, that's why she's appealing. So to tell you to forget about her is every time you're thinking about her, think of what do I appreciate about my wife? What can I do for my wife right now? And how can we work on this? Because if you don't take action now, there's going to be another woman, you know, who pokes you on Facebook.
Yeah.
P.S. People still poke on Facebook. Do you get poked?
I don't even look at that.
Right. Well, honest. I don't either. But sometimes, no. But, like, I'm not looking for pokes. But then when you go to your thing, it'll be like, so-and-so poked you. Not every day. Once every 3 days. They still have the poke. Ready for another email? Yeah. Are you sure? Did you just want to?
No, I'm down.
Okay. Hi, Emily. I'm 24 years old and I've never been in a long-term, supportive, genuine relationship. I would really like to be until someone comes into my life in that capacity. My goal is simply to meet and date people casually. I was overweight and had terrible acne as a kid. So my confidence is shaky at best. This is my biggest issue when it comes to approaching and talking to guys I think are cute. I'm not into the bar scene. Don't know where and how else to meet guys. I'm worried if I'm not putting out the fuckable vibes, for lack of a better word. And I'm 100% willing and able to. I won't get laid. So she's willing to it, but she thinks that she's got to put out some certain vibe. What advice do you have for both meeting guys and striking up a conversation? Elena, iTunes subscriber 24 from Texas.
Nice.
So I am not a fan of the term, like, effable vibes. I'm not going to swear again on the show. profanity is wrong. No.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. But if you're trying to, like, if what you're saying, Elena, is that, you know, you're trying to put out there, like, I want to get effed, you know, that's a whole bunch of different issues, because that means that you want to feel desired right now, that you're not feeling like you're enough, and that there's some way that you got to act or move in the world that's going to make you feel better about yourself, and that's not going to happen. What you are talking about, though, is confidence, and that's something you need to be able to put out there. Because in your mind, you still have these limiting beliefs that you'll always be the overweight girl with pimples and that everyone else is going to see you this way. And this is what's holding you back, is that that's how you're still seeing yourself. And you're like, well, I got to put myself out there as, like, this sexy mm-hmm. woman. So you got to change your own narrative and the story that you're telling yourself about yourself. And how you build your confidence, and so much of it has to do with those negative voices in your head. Those stories in your head that are like, guys don't like me, I'm not walking around like that, you know. And we don't even realize it until we think about it. You're like, wow, that's really negative, you know. And you can catch yourself in that moment, and this takes practice, but, like, in the moment, if you say something negative or you're thinking a self, you know, defeating thought, say something positive, like, God, I'm really glad that I have, you know, these shoes, these great new shoes that are allowing me to walk to my car right now. Or, you know, I have this great friend I'm having dinner with. Like, be grateful in affirmations and also say good things. But what do you love about yourself? We all have things that we don't like. That list is often longer than the things we recognize we love. But maybe you love your sense of humor. Maybe you love the way your tongue can slide across your lips and do this sexy smile to a guy.
People always overthink things on everything.
But what I'm saying is maybe you don't do this, Menace. Like, do you ever beat yourself up or have things in your head that what defeats your confidence, do you think?
So many things. I mean, daily.
But how do you get over that? But mostly you don't come across. So how do you move, when you hear those thoughts or whatever it is that makes you feel bad, what do you do?
I think about everything that is good.
And let me tell you this, an emotion, like a thought, it only lasts a minute and a half. But so many times we get caught up in it and it could take us down for days. And this is all about practice. So, you know, you don't necessarily you don't need to go to bars for the opportunity to meet someone. There's single men everywhere. So again, this is about practicing talking to people. And just that skill of having practice, having conversation, telling stories with people that you're not necessarily looking to have sex with is a skill that you build over time and it's practice. So practice all this stuff. There's a lot of single guys everywhere and just get comfortable talking to people. You're 24. You probably live in a very populated area. For some reason, I was reading this email. I'm like, Madison, she's from El Paso. And it doesn't say El Paso anywhere in the email. And I don't know why. I don't even know where that is in
LSD
Texas.
LSD trip.
But I was like, are you in El Paso?
Are you on mushrooms? Also,
what are your hobbies? This is for everyone.
Do you read minds? Maybe you know.
Dude, I'm like, she's in El Paso. Madison's like, where did you get El Paso? and I'm like, you're right. So find something that builds your confidence. Yeah. And
we can look her up. Just put her email in Facebook.
I don't want to stalk the listeners.
I'm just saying, maybe let's see if you're right.
Oh, dude, we'll do that after the show for sure. But anyway, Lena, I hope that, I know that's helpful. So you got this. Okay.
Cool.
Practice. Love it. This was good.
I love it. It's always great being here with you.
So great being with you too.
We do appreciate the listeners. Thank you so much for listening.
I hope everyone knows how much in my heart, every day, this is when I'm feeling, my car is broke down and my whatever is going on in my life or I'm sad. I think I am doing something that I've wanted to do and I love that I can help people with their sex lives and that I hear from you all and you're it changes your lives. I was out the other night meeting a fan who's oh my God, I listened to your breakup show and I finally had the curtain. So this is why I do it. And so I love you all and I'm grateful and thank you for listening and telling a friend about the show and
it's great.
Grateful. Love you. Thanks. Thank you, Madison. Thank you, Lori. Thank you, Jamie. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.